Blog Talk. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, where we feature great interviews, inspiring stories, and candid conversations. So join us.
Hey, this is Seawolf from the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, submarinewife.com.
Hello and welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to Military Life Radio and Navy Wife Radio. This is Wendy, and I'll be your co-host tonight along with Tori. And we have a great show planned for you guys tonight. So if you're listening to us live, we want to welcome you to the show. I'm going to turn on our chat room here just shortly. And on today's show, we have a special guest. Lori Clinton will be joining us. We're talking about ways to fulfill your entrepreneurial dreams. If you're thinking about starting a business, so this show is for you. Lori Clinton is the founder of YourYeoman.com, if you guys want to check that out while we're doing the show. We're going to be talking to her, we're going to share some tips, and then we'll talk about the news a little bit, and then we're going to share what we've been up to the past week or so. And then if anybody has any questions for us in the chat, then we will definitely take those as well. So, Tori, are you there?
It's Allison.
Oh, I'm sorry, Allison. I'm, like, confused. I'm sorry. Tori is in the chat room, everybody, as soon as we get that going. I was having some trouble with Block Talk Radio, so I am just trying to get things all squared away. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm excellent.
I hear that you have good news.
I do. I got a job today.
Yay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. So for you guys that are kind of new to our show, Allison is going to be in the co-hosting chair tonight, and Tori is going to help us in the chat room. And they have both helped with the show in the past. We're excited to have you guys here, especially want to say thanks, Allison, for joining me tonight. I know it can be kind of it's kind of something new to be on the radio show, so I appreciate you just stepping out of your box and agreeing to come on with me tonight.
No problem.
No problem. Okay, cool. So, like I said, Lori Clinton is going to be here, so you can check out her website at YourYeoman.com while we do the first part of our show. If you want to go ahead and pull it up, you certainly can. And I just want to tell you guys, if you're listening to us via our podcast, which airs on demand, you can actually subscribe to our show on iTunes. Our show airs most Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern if you ever want to catch the show live. If you're listening to us live, and I'm going to see if I can get the chat room open. It is like, for some reason, it's like stuck for me. So let's see if I can. Let's see if I'm going to try and restart and see if I can get it open. If you're in the chat room when you listen to us live, just remember OPSEC. So, like, if your husband's coming home in the next XYZ days, don't post it in the chat room. If you wouldn't put it on your front door, don't put it in the chat room. And that just makes sure we keep everybody safe. Okay, so if you're on Twitter, you can follow us at My Military Life. If you have a question, we'll take those from Twitter, too. And, you know, let me ask you, Allison, are you able to click on the chat room, or is it kind of just timing
out? No, I don't have it at all.
Yeah. I apologize, everybody. We'll continue to try and get it to work through the show and see if we can. But for right now, we're trying, but it's just not displaying for whatever reason. I don't know. I will try on my other computer. I wonder if it's a Mac thing. usually it works for me for no problem, but anyway, okay. Sorry about that. We'll continue to try and get the chat working. If you're on Blog Talk Radio and you're listening to us live, if you subscribe to our page, all you have to do is like log in and then make our show one of your favorites, and then every time we schedule a show, you'll get an email, and then you'll also get an email an hour before airtime. And this just helps gives you a first glance at guests that are coming on the show, and then helps give you a reminder that we have a show coming up, and it comes straight to your email box. So we encourage you to create an account on Blog Talk Radio so you can subscribe to the show. If you just want to view and listen anonymously, you can do that too, whichever you guys prefer. So, okay, so let's get started. And so, Allison, for people that, because I know you've done the show before, but for people that are new to you and are familiar with you, can you give everybody just a quick little intro?
Sure. My name is Allison, and I am living in Groton, Connecticut. My husband is in the Navy, and he is a submariner, and he's currently stationed in Guam, so we are not living together as of this time. I am a chef. I just got a new job today at a little inn in Connecticut, so that's pretty much it.
I think it'd be the greatest time to be working, you know, at a resort or your restaurant or, you know, your, because it's getting ready to be tourist season. Like, it's actually, like, we're finally coming out of the winter doldrums here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun.
I'm going to have to go see you.
Okay.
I'm like, I need to get out of my little 10-mile radius, which is so easy to do when you live somewhere.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Just get very comfortable. Okay, so anything happened to you that's funny this week or anything that you want to share? What you've been up to?
I don't know.
Either go funny or favorite thing.
Favorite thing? Like that happened to me this week?
Or like favorite thing, like, or that you found or bought or anything like that? Like, or discovered?
I don't know. Really, the only thing I have going on right now is that I'm working my butt off at the gym.
Oh, that's right. So, okay, so tell me about that.
I started working out after not doing anything at all. I started working out in December, and I'm down 22 pounds. And like three clothing sizes. So it's really kind of fun. I've gotten to buy all new clothes. And
okay, so are
I guess
you working
the most
out like every day or every other day? Like what are you?
Every day. And I have a trainer. I meet with him twice a week.
Was it hard to get started?
It was. It was really hard, and when I first started, basically the trainer at the gym said, like, your goal for the first month is to just show up, like, because you have to create a habit of showing up. So I was able to do that, and it's like, mind-boggling the things that I can do now that I wasn't able to do in December. It's crazy.
You mean, like, what? Like, in terms of your workout or just having more energy?
In terms of my workout, like on the very, very first day, he had me do 4 minutes on the elliptical and I thought I was going to die. I probably still am, but not as much, super out of shape. But now I can easily do like 25 to 35 minutes, no problem. I never thought that like I would be at that point.
And the elliptical is hard.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
I still hate it, but I can do it.
When you're on the treadmill, you can kind of slow down, you
mm-hmm.
know, you can kind of, you know, cheat a little, I guess, you know, but on the elliptical, you still have to go round and round and round.
Yep, definitely.
It's so much more harder, I think. Well, that's awesome. So
yeah,
so
and the most exciting part for me right now is that,
No, go ahead.
My husband has no idea. He doesn't know that I joined a gym. He doesn't know that I've lost weight. I haven't said anything about it on Facebook. Like, only my family knows. He has no idea. So whenever I see him next, he's going to be blown away.
Oh, my God. Is it hard to keep the the secret?
Yes, it's much easier when he's underway. But when he's home, and because there's like a 14-hour difference between here and Guam, I'm like at the gym when he's getting ready for work. So he's asking me like, what am I doing? What are, like, and it's so hard to omit the truth. I don't want to say I'm lying because I'm not like doing anything bad, but I just really want to be able to surprise him.
That's so awesome. That's like, you're inspiring a lot of people, Allison. You're inspiring me. And so I just find it so awesome that you've been able to keep the secret.
Yeah, it's so hard, especially when he says, you know, oh, I just got out of work, I'm going to go running. And there was one day where I asked him, like, well, how far do you run? How long does it take you? And I asked him all these questions, and finally he was like, like, what's the big deal? I don't understand. Like, you wouldn't run that far. And I was like, you're right, I wouldn't. And I, like, had to stop the conversation.
Oh, that's so funny. You're like, oh, wait a minute. I forgot who I was for a second.
I know. It was really funny.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, I'm in your corner rooting you on. I so need to get on a workout regimen. I have no excuses. Like, I'll walk a little bit, then I'll stop. I'll do a videotape, and then I'll stop. So you think, like, really going every day made a difference?
Yeah.
Like,
I think
something every day?
Yeah, I really do. I don't, like, necessarily go there and, like, kill myself every day, but I try and do at least a really good, crazy workout, like, 3 times a week, but I've been averaging going 5 times a week.
Wow, that's so
I don't crazy. I don't beat myself up if I can't get there, but I totally changed the way I eat. Like, I don't eat carbs past 5, I don't eat sweets anymore at all. I don't drink soda anymore. Like, all the stuff that, like, I basically, like, lived on. I just don't do it anymore. I know it sounds really boring, but...
No, that's great. I mean, seriously, I think a lot of people can relate to that, because I'm thinking, you know, I just, I met a friend for dinner, and I was like, after I ate dinner, I was like, man, you know, I should have just ordered a salad, because we didn't even meet till like 7 o'clock.
Right.
But no, I mean, I was like, what do I want? And, you know, I had some ribs, which I shouldn't have had, and a salad. And I thought, did I really need that? I should have just had the salad. So, and, you know, you're the second person that I've talked to within the past couple of weeks who is really going to the gym and doing great with it. Another person that I know, she's been going to the gym every day, and same kind of thing. Like, she wants to surprise her husband when he gets home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my trainer has had one other person do this. Her his client's husband was in the National Guard, so he was gone. The husband was gone for, like, you know, 14 months, like some crazy long amount of time. So he was, like, totally surprised, and I guess the husband came into the gym and, like, you know, went up to the trainer, my trainer Mike, and was like, thank you, like, you really appreciate it, like, you know.
That's so cute. That's so awesome. Well, you know, okay, all right. You know, we talk about exercise all the time on this show. Like, what are you guys doing to stay fit? What are you doing to, you know, and Kristen over on the blog, she writes these articles about, like, eating well and yoga. She's like a fitness yoga instructor in Hawaii. So, okay, you guys are just, like, motivating me. You're, like, inspiring that I need to get on this this train. Now, okay, so what happens when he says, can you send me a picture of you? Like, when are you going to send pictures?
Well, see, I was really careful to not, there are no pictures of me on Facebook. I was using, like, an old profile picture, and the only thing is, like, if we Skype, like, I put on, like, the clothes that I was wearing before, but apparently, and I didn't really notice, but you can totally tell in my face, and hopefully he just doesn't remember what my face looks like. I have no idea.
Don't you know Skype makes you look thinner?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. It's
no,
just
honey,
a figment
it's
of your imagination.
The TV makes you look like you've gained weight. The computer makes you look like you've lost weight.
That's exactly it. Yeah. So I don't know. He's underway right now on deployed or whatever. So that's not an issue yet. But when he gets back, I don't know. Because, like, the time difference is so crazy, we don't get to Skype a whole lot anyway, but I feel like he might notice, but I don't know.
Wow.
Everyone
okay,
else
so
is no- yeah, everyone else, like, you know, in real life here has noticed. So I don't know. Maybe it will just have been so long that he won't. I have no idea. We'll see.
Wow, well, that's cool. I don't have anything near that exciting. let's see. So the past week I wanted to, I mean, the only thing really I have to report is we've been doing indoor soccer. And so people who follow me on Facebook, I'm always posting that I'm at the soccer, indoor soccer place at 7 a.m. on Sundays. It's crazy. But we only have two games left. Actually, one game. We had a game this past Sunday, and then we have one more game in 2 weeks. And then we're done, and I'll be done with soccer. And I always say the same thing about soccer, like when we're in the off season, I can't wait for it to start. I get really excited. I enjoy taking Christian to the games, and I'm like a total soccer mom. I love the whole thing. But then come about the middle of the season, I'm like, oh, gosh, when is this over with? I'm getting tired of having to, like, deal with all this. Like, you know, it takes up your entire weekend. And
right.
So now that we're at the very end, I'm like, please let this be over soon. Which is crazy because in a few months I'll be like, when are we going to start soccer again? We have one more game left. And, you know, I have there's another friend of mine who has a young daughter who just, this is her first season playing soccer. And it's a huge time commitment. So if you're thinking about putting, I'll say to our favorite listeners, if you're thinking about putting your kids in youth sports, and you're like, yeah, I don't know, my husband's gone, it's going to be a huge time commitment, I don't know if I'm up for that. The answer is, you're right, it is going to be a huge time commitment. However, it opens you up to a whole set of new potential friends, I like to say, because then you're on the soccer field, and while your kids are playing, you get to meet the other moms on the bleachers, so to speak. And it gives you guys something to do. So if you're thinking about it and you're like, I'm not sure whether it's soccer or t-ball or whatever it happens to be, I'm a big believer in youth sports, even though I know it can be a hassle sometimes. And if you're lucky, they'll have multiple fields all together. Like when we were at Kings Bay, they had the U6, the U8, and the U12 fields, like, all right within walking distance. Like, you could go and make one big circle. So if you had three kids, you could put, depending on their ages, you could put one on one field, one on another, and one on another. You just kind of make the circle all the way around. So check with your base and find
sounds
out.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Well, yeah, it's not easy being a soccer mom or a youth sports mom, that's for sure, especially if dad's out to sea or deployed or just whether you're geo-batching or whatever, however that works for you. But it's worth it, I think. So, okay, so, you know, and I'm trying to think, what else do I have coming up? I have something cool. So we have one new blogger and hopefully another new blogger. Hopefully I can convince Allison to write a blog or two once a month. but Tori is... I've convinced her to be a blogger on our site, My Military Life, because she was always telling me these great stories. I'm like, you should write a blog about that. So she finally did, and she posted it on the website today, so you can check it out, her latest first-time blog on mymilitarylife.com, and she's writing about military kids because this month is the month of the military child. So show her some love and visit her blog post. And so hopefully Allison will maybe write a blog post or two about her weight loss / fitness / keeping it all a secret from her husband. I know people want to read about that. I want to read about it. Stay connected. So I won't give you any more peer pressure. Just think about it.
Okay.
She's like, okay. all right, so coming up next, We're gonna start talking about our topic of the night, and one of the things that I get asked about on the blog is home-based businesses and starting your own business, whether that's through direct sales or through it's like Pampered Chef or something like that, or just starting your own entrepreneurial endeavor, whatever that may be for you. So after, I don't know how many emails. So tonight's show, it's really just to give you some tips to help you in your entrepreneurial dreams. We're calling it Top Ways to Follow Your Entrepreneurial Dreams. So that's can be a wide range of things. And so tonight what we're going to have, which is such a treat, Lori Clinton, who is founder of YourYeoman.com, she's going to tell us how she took her crazy idea into fruition of actually having a business. And not only that, being recognized by Inc. 500, 5,000 entrepreneurial, a military entrepreneurial program that they had, and she was selected as a delegate. And that's how her and I met. And I can't wait for her to share her story with you guys. You're really going to enjoy her. She is, like, so sweet, and she's so funny. And I just saw her in D.C. about a month ago, and she's like, I should come on your show. I'm like, why haven't you been on the show? So it's finally happened after us talking about it for months. So when we get back from the break, we're going to talk some tips on how you can also start your own business if you've ever thought about it before. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Military Life Radio and Navy Wife Radio. We'll be right back after this break.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment, or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA, we know what it means to serve.
Welcome back, everybody, to the show. This is Wendy, and I'm here with Allison. And we are co-hosting the show tonight, and we have a special treat for you. Up next is Lori Clinton. She is the founder of YourYeoman.com, and we're going to be talking to her about her motivation to start her own business, how she balances being a Navy wife and an entrepreneur, and her advice to military spouses thinking about pursuing their entrepreneurial dreams. So without further ado, I want to bring Lori on the line. And Lori, we're so excited to have you.
Thank you for having me. You'll have to excuse my voice. That strep throat thing has kind of run rampant through our house. So just getting over that.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, I hope you have, like, something warm to drink. Hopefully we won't make you laugh so much you just start, like, coughing. I don't want that to happen.
Well, if I do, I'm going to apologize now.
Oh, well, let's just get started because we have a lot to get to. Tell us a little about yourself and YourYeoman.com.
Well, I have been married to my Navy man, goodness, now almost 18 years, and I grew up a military brat, so I have pretty much 40 years of military experience. And, yes, I just gave away my age, but that's okay. I'm proud of it. We have one son. He's 16. And, of course, our four-legged children, two dogs and one cat. So we keep very busy. And Your Yeoman is a support service for deployed service members. And is what we do is we make sure that while they're deployed, any holidays, special occasions, or just because moments that they want to send something to their loved ones, such as cards or gifts, we make sure that that all gets handled. We'll do the shopping for them, mail it. If I have a shopper in the area, I'll make sure that they can deliver it. So it's an all-around, you know, service just for them. And for the single service members, we can do that as well. But we also will do a bill pay service for them. We will do a weekly home check-in service if they own a home or decide they want to keep their apartment while they're on deployment. We'll make sure, you know, there's any leaks that come up, they get fixed so that there's not a huge disaster when they get home. We'll also do a P.O. box service as well as emergency contact and care packages.
You guys do so much. I just think this idea is brilliant. Allison, what do you think? I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's really super cool, especially for, like, you know, the single sailor or the single service member, you know, who doesn't necessarily have the family support right nearby.
Exactly, and we've run into a couple service members who run into a problem where they did have a family member who was supposed to be taking care of it, and either they forgot or they just figured, oh, it's, you know, it's my brother. I'm not going to worry about it. He won't care if I, you know, can't pop in for a couple weeks. It does matter, and we want to make sure that they know that and it gets taken care of like it's our home so that they don't have to worry about it while they're gone.
That's so awesome. We're going to, like, take turns asking you questions so that way we don't, like, you know, I don't, like, lose my voice as well. So, Allison, you're up.
Okay. Lori, what motivated you to start your own business?
I had actually gone to lunch with a friend of mine. She's also a military wife, and she's a, I guess you could call her more of a newbie, though. I think they've been married about 3 years now. And last year, while he was on deployment, he didn't send her an email, a card, a gift, nothing on her birthday. And it wasn't as if he had forgotten it, because he hadn't. He was just in a location where he couldn't do anything. So they all came, but they came a little later than planned. And it was upsetting to her. And he didn't plan on being where he was at that time. So he had thought, oh, I'll have plenty of time to figure it out. I'm not going to worry about it. And then he was sent out last minute. So she was really upset. And I felt bad for him. We were just sitting there looking at each other like, oh, my God, she could so do that. And I'm like, I know I could. So we came up with the aha moment for your yeoman, and it just kind of took off from there.
That's awesome.
I mean, the mother necessity, the mother of invention, right? You know what I want to do? Because we have a lot of listeners that aren't, their husbands are not in the Navy, and it just occurred to me. You know, the word yeoman, that's obviously a Navy term, and many people might not know what that, you know, how that translates into their specific branch. But could you talk about that term for a minute and why you chose your yeoman?
Well, it's an administrative part of the military branch for the Navy. They'll handle things for them at PSD, any type of paperwork that they need done. They'll take care of it for them. They're their, basically their administrative assistant. And since I grew up Navy, my husband's Navy, I had to go with the Navy term. And I actually don't even know if there are terms in the other branches, but I had to be a little partial, and we went with the yeoman. So, and I think it worked out pretty well. And then once people are familiar with what it means, they're like, oh, you're like an administrative assistant for a deployed, you know, service member. And I'm like, yeah, that's what we do. We assist them while they're gone.
Awesome. That's awesome. Hey, Allison.
Oh, I'm sorry. How do you balance being a Navy wife and an entrepreneur?
Well, you know, with the husband being gone a lot, it is tough because you're having to, you know, do everything. But I was in the corporate world for 20 years, and it's really not much different other than I can manipulate my own schedule to suit my son's schedule, and I can be there for him when he needs to meet. Otherwise, in the corporate world, I didn't have that much flexibility. I had some, but not that much. So the biggest part for me is being able to be flexible and be there for him when he needs me. So just my schedule, planning my schedule, that is the biggest part of balancing the two, is making sure that I'm on track and stay on track with whatever my schedule is.
Well, and, you know, I have to say, that is one cool thing about being an entrepreneur. But I do think you end up working way more than you do if you worked in a corporate world. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. There have been nights I've been up till 1 or 2 in the morning.
There's no, like, off time. Well, okay, so full disclosure, you and I met at a cool event in D.C., sponsored by Inc. 500, 5000. And so tell everybody a little bit about that, because I feel like that experience kind of catapulted me to another level. And I didn't even get to go to the entire thing because I had another commitment. But I kick myself every time I think about it for not, like, completely clearing my entire schedule to participate fully in that event. But if you could take a few minutes and just explain, like, what is that Inc. 500 conference you went to, and then how that experience changed your business? Because I know you and I have talked, and it really kind of, I mean, for both of us, made a big difference.
Oh, most definitely. They actually, the conference was actually Thursday evening, Friday, and Saturday. But for the military entrepreneur delegates on Thursday, probably about early afternoon, we had the opportunity to have lunch and meet with mentors. And these mentors were actually the business owners of the top 500, 5,000 companies for Inc. magazine. So they're very seasoned entrepreneurs. And we were able to sit down with three different ones. We had three different sessions. And we were able to pick their brain. They mentored us. They guided us on questions that we had. They had questions for us. And actually, to this day, I still communicate with all three of my mentors. Any questions that I have, they're more than willing to help me. They've had things that come up, and they're like, oh, what do you think about this? Or do you mind, you know, somebody who knows anything about this? And I've been able to send them in a direction they might not have known about. So it's
is like one specific thing that they helped you with?
The most specific was trying to get in with military contracts. Absolutely nothing about that. And one of my mentors actually told me that you could even do a proposal for your own contract. There doesn't have to be a contract out there. You can create one for yourself and submit it. Whether or not it gets accepted, that's a, you know, a whole other ballgame. But we've already started on the process of getting me going to where I can apply for government contracts, which most likely there aren't any out there that do what I do, but it gives me the opportunity to where I would be able to submit my own package.
And, you know, navigating that whole world, it is very complicated.
Oh, very. To this day, some of the stuff I'm still like, oh, it's over my head. And I have to, you know, then email my mentor. I'm like, okay, I don't know what this means. And, you know, they'll help walk me through it.
Well, we're going to have on our liaison, Natalie, come on the show. And we're going to do a show that just talks and features some of the other military entrepreneur delegates. So I hope, Lori, that you'll come back for that. On just a side
note.
So we can spend a whole hour talking about that experience, and then if spouses are wanting to learn more, to submit an application, to attend a conference, we can give that information to them and kind of share some success stories from past conferences. So I think that would be great to do. So that's coming up, you guys, on the horizon. So any other things you want to share from that conference?
You know, all the businesses that were there were amazing. They were the knowledge that I gained from just speaking with them, the encouragement and the positive attitudes were just amazing. I don't think I could have gotten that going anywhere else. And I don't think I've ever been anywhere else where I've been in rooms with such positive people. And you can see why they're on the top 500, 5,000 list. They're just hard workers.
Absolutely. And I think for me, the one thing that it made me change the way I think about my business to more of a business versus a hobby.
Exactly.
You know, like when you have people like Pandora that were there, and I mean, there's just so many, the list goes on, but I remember looking at the list and going, oh my gosh, where are they? I need to meet them. So we'll post a link to that so you guys have it for the conference, and you guys can look up Inc. Magazine and read some profiles of people that we were there with and read some of their success stories. So we'll do that as well.
Well, do you have any advice for spouses thinking about pursuing their entrepreneurial dreams?
The biggest one I would say is do your research. Research, and, homework. You've got to really, just dig through the internet. Find out as much as you can about what you want to do. First, figure out what it is you want to do, what you love to do, because if you don't have a business doing what you love to do, you may be successful, but you're not going to be as successful if you're doing something you love. So to me, that's huge, doing your homework and your research. Surround yourself with positive people. Find a mentor or even a small mastermind group. We actually went to the last Inc. Conference that they had in March in New Orleans. And three of the other gals that went and myself, we created our own little mastermind group. And we've helped each other out tremendously. And, comparing our resources, our knowledge. I've got the HR accounting background. Another's got a marketing. I don't have that. We just can kind of play off our talent with each other. And it helped. I cannot tell you how much it helped.
That's awesome. I want to be part of that.
Yay! I'll check with the girls. We'll see if we can squeeze in.
You need to say, Wendy wants to tag on for a session or two, and then they can decide if they want to keep me aboard. See what I can bring to the table. Was it decided on working or not?
Definitely.
So how do you stay motivated when it comes to growing your business?
That's a tough one because I get motivated when things happen, and not every day things happen, and you have to not get discouraged by that. So keeping myself motivated, just remembering, that happened 2 days ago. That was a great thing. Nothing's happened in the last 2 days, but, you got to keep working to make those great things happen, and that's what keeps me motivated is those good things that do happen. Keep them going.
Put a little wind back in your sail, I like to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Allison?
What does your husband think of your efforts?
Oh, goodness. He loves it. He's like, come on, honey, got to get to this point where I can retire and I'll come work for you. I'm like, okay. We'll get there. Wendy's met him. He's very... very chatty and very friendly. So he's definitely, he's very encouraging.
He's a diver, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so you guys can imagine. I mean, he's got the diver personality totally. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he loves it. He thinks it's great.
That's awesome because, sometimes, if our spouses aren't on board or they like question what we're doing, it can be really hard. So to sit down and talk with your spouse and share, sometimes sharing what you really want to do takes a leap of faith because we think, oh, they're going to think I'm crazy, oh, they're going to tell me, well, how much money is it going to cost, or they're going to be the first person that says, well, that's not going to work, right?
Exactly. And what we did actually at the beginning of the year, I made him part owner, and he's so funny. He's like, are we 50-50? And Mom, well, no, we're going to start out 50-40. And he's like, 40? I'm only 40? I'm like, yeah, 40% for now. And he's really funny because he's getting himself a lot more involved in it than he did before. And he'll like hear me talking about something, and he's like, oh, well, I could say I'm 40%, right? So, and he'll stay on top of me, and he'll be like, so how's that going with this or that? And I'm like, good. And he's like, well, are you going to give me details? I am 40%. So I see
wants the extra 10.
Yeah, I know. He's working on it. But I think doing that was a good thing because he's wanting to get more involved in understanding of what I'm doing.
That's actually a great idea. I mean, I hadn't thought about that. I don't know that Craig and I could really work together because we are so different. I don't know. Allison, what about you? Do you think you and your husband could run a business together?
There's no way. I don't think I could work with him at all. I think he's a totally different person at work. I've seen him, like, just a little glimpse of him at work, and I don't ever want to meet that guy again.
Me neither. I hear you on that front.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, too. Like, yeah, I know. Like, have you seen that, you know, Monster, the little monsters with Sully and...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I picture, like, Craig sometimes, like, you know, the whole when he scares the little girl and his face is all scary and yelling. Like, one time I was on the pier and Craig was yelling, like, no, you can't do this, that, whatever. It's like homecoming. And, like, the wives come around the corner of the building and he, like, looks over and he's like, afterwards he's like, did you hear me yelling? I said, yes, we all heard you yelling. You scared us all.
I've decided he's the social buddy of the business. He likes to go do the socializing and the smoothing. So we'll keep him over there for right now.
That's great. Mine would be good at, like, the processes of how a business runs, but not, like, generally, you know. I don't know. He might surprise me. But Allison,
you never know.
I don't know that it would work. Yeah. I don't know if it would work. Okay, so... So what's been the hardest part of the experience of starting a business and actually earning money?
Oh, you know, when I started this, I thought it was going to be easy because I was a military spouse, but it's not. It's not any easier, I don't think. So just trying to stay focused and finding all the ins and outs of where I need to go, what I need to do. Because I've had a lot of doors closed, and I'm not used to that. I guess you sound a little spoiled on that end. So having the maneuver through things has been the hardest part for me. Setting up the business, getting everything going, all that. That wasn't a challenge. It's the getting through the doors in front of the service members has been the hardest part.
And what has been the most memorable part of your experience?
Oh, did we lose you? Oh, I don't know. Lori, are you still there? Oh, we might have lost her. So while we get Lori back on the phone. While we get Lori back on the phone, I'm not sure what happened. You know, we just kind of roll with it, right? We just roll with it. So we're going to get her back on the phone. But, you know, kind of going back to the whole idea of working with your husband on a business. Oh, here, I think we have her back. Sorry, Lori. I'm not sure what happened. Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know. That's okay. No worries.
I apologize. We're glad you're back.
I don't know how long I was talking for because it didn't shut me off or tell me I wasn't on air anymore. I'm like, oh, hello.
No, Lori. I don't think we heard. I don't think we heard the answer. So.
Oh, the hardest part.
No, the most memorable.
Oh, the most memorable. Yeah, no, I didn't hear that one. Actually, the most memorable was hiring my first employee. That was the most memorable. Because doing HR for big corporations, I hired a ton of people. I fired a ton of people. That part wasn't fun. And hiring was good. But knowing that it was my first employee of my very own and I was going to be paying them out of my pocket, that was great.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I would think that makes you feel like you have a legitimate business, right?
Yeah, and it was, she's a military spouse, so it made me feel even better knowing that, okay, I employed a military spouse who can have this job wherever she goes. So it was a good thing.
Excellent. That's awesome. All right, so what's the most important lesson you've learned so far in working for yourself?
Flexibility. You have to be flexible. And that's, I'm a total stay on schedule, stay on track. All the balls up in the air, one falls, oh goodness. But so I'm learning to be a lot more flexible.
Isn't that the truth? Because you kind of have everything on your shoulders, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've got to learn to delegate. And, you know, you hire these people, you have to make sure that, you know, you can entrust these people doing it the way you would do it. But you also have to train them properly so that they will do that and just have the confidence in them that they can do it.
That's a good point, because I think as a business owner, you can be sort of, lack of a better word, like a control freak. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can quite get it done like you can get it done, sort of thing. So I think that's really great advice to where once you do reach out and have either a contracted employee or, you know, an hourly employee, that you empower them to do the best that they can do and believe in them. You've obviously hired them for their skill level to trust them to do the job. So give them every support that you can. So that's great advice. Well, Allison, any other oh by the ways?
We had a question, I think, in the chat.
Okay, cool.
Is there any like literature or handouts that like maybe commands could hand out to families?
I do have that. Yes, I do.
And how would the command go about, or the, let's say, like ombudsman or the key volunteer go about getting those for the commands?
They can
contact you.
Me an email. Mm-hmm. They could send me an email. All my information's on the website at theyouryeoman.com, or they can call us directly at our phone number on there. It's 757-726-7418, and we would be more than happy to send out the information.
Excellent.
That's awesome. So you're actually based out of Hampton Roads, right?
Correct.
That was another question in the chat. So if people live in the Hamptons Road area, then you're right there on site. But a lot of things you can do online. They don't have to actually live in Virginia unless they're wanting help.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah, we're starting out here and working our way out. And my goal is to eventually have at least 2 to 3 reps on each military base, whether it's Army, Navy, Marine Corps, you know, whatever it is, we want to have at least 2 to 3 reps on each base so that they can at least have a face with the voice and the name around the world. We're going big.
That's a really
so
great idea.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Because you think about it, I mean, you know, there's so many little things to take care of, and some people might think, oh, I can handle it myself, or, oh, I'll have somebody else do it. But when you have it done professionally, then you have peace of mind and know. And, I don't think – I looked at your pricing structure, and I think it's very reasonable.
I think so, and I kept in mind what could my husband afford if it was him. And that's what we tried to keep – our mindset on is we need to make it affordable for them. And then we also give back 5% to the service members' commands, either their MWR fund or their FRG fund. We leave it up to them as to where, you know, they want that donation to go. So we want to make sure we give back and they see a little bit of that back.
Well, I think that's an awesome idea. Sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying the same thing. That's really cool.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing I like about it is you are taking the guesswork out of it. You really
yeah.
are. So I just think yeah. that's, you know, so awesome. Well, I can't wait to talk more about Inc., the Inc. conference, and what you're doing when we schedule that show in the future. And I want to tell everybody you can find Lori over on her website, youryeoman.com. And whether you're a service member or you want to sign your husband up, or if you are just a military supporter and you want to, you know, kind of gift a subscription or a month or 6 months to a deployed service member or to a person, kind of like as a gift card, so to speak, you can do that, right, Lori?
Yeah, we're calling it, we're just launching it. It's called Adopt a Service Member for a Deployment, and we're going to try to get, we're eventually hoping to get to where we can, that's all we do. Anybody who needs a package, we'll get them adopted for their deployment. That's our goal.
Well, that's awesome. And I think the kind of the key, like what makes this different, Allison, you tell me what you think makes this different too. But for me, what makes this different is that whatever money that service member spends or that supporter spends, a portion of that goes back into that sailor's FRG or soldier's FRG or Marine's FRG or command rec fund, so to speak, which other, you know, Soldiers Angels, and there's other companies that already do this that are great, but there isn't that tie-in back to that local command. So that, to me, is what
yeah.
sets it apart. And then if you're a military spouse on an installation and you're wanting to earn some extra money, you're trying to figure out how can you make a difference in your community, in your command, in your the lives of the service members around you, you know, partnering with Lori and getting on board and seeing how you guys could work in the community to offer the service, those two things, I think, are pretty unique, and I think great. They're a great service. That's what
I think. Yeah, because our goal is we have it to whenever we sell 250 packages, we employ a military spouse to handle the 250 service members.
Wow, girl, you are going big.
Yeah, I know. Why go small when you can go big?
Yeah. All right, we're about out of time. So, Allison, any other comments, feedback?
I don't think so.
I know. It's so awesome, right? Isn't she doing a cool thing?
Yeah, it really is cool.
Wow. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I just like how it's like a morale boost all the way around, you know, whether it's the family member, the service member, and then it goes back to the command even.
Correct. We want to make sure we get everybody involved and just keep the relationships closer, the commands more involved. All around, we want to make sure everyone benefits from this program.
Wow, and there's nothing like getting a care package or a card from your loved one in the mail. So thank you, Lori, for what you're doing.
Thanks for coming
on the show. We really appreciate it.
All right, ladies, you have a good night.
All right, you too.
Bye.
All right, everybody. We've been talking to Lori Clinton. She's the founder of YourYeoman.com. You can check her out and look at the different things that she offers over there, or if you have a question about partnering with her, if you're on an installation and you're thinking, hey, I want to learn more about that. How can I be a rep for Your Yeoman? Check out the site to learn more. When we get back from the break, we've got to cover just a couple more things on this topic. We're going to share with you how you can be a part of the show in the future, some upcoming guest information, and all that's coming up right after the break. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Military Life Radio and Navy Wife Radio. We'll be right back.
U.S. Navy t-shirts, mugs, and more at NavyChief.com. Hot new designs for sailors, chiefs, officers, families, and all those who support our men and women in the United States Navy. NavyChief.com will ship anywhere in the USA, APOs and FPOs too. NavyChief.com offers silkscreen tees for your command, unit, ship, CPOAs, fundraisers, businesses, schools, and other special events. Let our in-house professional graphic artists design your next custom order. Huge selection of tees for only $10 each. NavyChief.com, supporting our shipmates since 1997. Veteran-owned, all NavyChief.com apparel is printed in the USA. Call us at 301-475-0437 or log on at NavyChief.com.
Hey, gang, where's the party right here? This is the Money Man, Eddie Money. You're listening to Military Life Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Allison, wasn't she great?
Yeah, I was really impressed. I read the website. I understood what the concept was, but hearing her talk about it, and, like, it just makes so much sense.
Yeah, and it's sort of like a light bulb moment. Why hasn't somebody thought about this before?
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, I had just a couple other things to add in terms of, you know, ways to follow your entrepreneurial dreams. If you're thinking of, you're listening to Lori's interview and you're thinking, gosh, I don't even know where to start. I've always wanted to start a business, but I'm not sure where to start. So I had just a couple things I jotted down earlier. And, you know, if you have, it's usually like if you've had an idea that you've always wanted to pursue, that's a good place to start. Like you've thought, gosh, I have this great idea. Wouldn't it be great if? That's always a good place to start. You don't have to quit your day job to start your own business. You can do both and build it that way. And, you know, figure out a way to volunteer in the field that you're or in the area that you're looking to develop a business in. So, you know, if you want to open your own coffee shop, you know, you volunteer in a restaurant maybe, or get a job in a restaurant, that kind of stuff. Or if you've always wanted to teach, you know, you just start small and take baby steps, because we all know living the life of a military spouse, we sometimes can't control very many things, like, you know, where we live or where we're going to be stationed or when we're going to move next. So if you're facing like an upcoming PCS but you want to get started, what do? Take baby steps and consider how you can volunteer in the field that you're looking to start a business in. So those are just my last few little tips there. You got anything to add on that front?
I don't. I don't know anything about owning a business or even starting one.
Well, you know, this topic is so huge that, you know, we could spend, you know, getting different experts coming on the show and sharing their insights. We could do, like, hours on this topic. So this will just be the first of many shows on this topic, and we'll just kind of break it down and do some fun things for people that are thinking about it, you know, wanting to work from home and how they can do that and balance military life at the same time. So you guys can look forward to that. All right, so, gosh, can you believe we're out of time?
Oh, no.
We're just about out of time. What we're coming up, you know, on the show in the next few weeks, to give everybody kind of a heads up, amazingly enough, this show, it started in 2007, at the end of April. So in a few weeks, we will celebrate our 5-year anniversary, which seems kind of crazy. So we are going to plan a celebration show and have a couple of guests that will come on, and some of our favorite guests that we've had throughout the years. And if anybody has like a testimonial that they want to send us, like let's say you've been listening to the show for a while, or you're a first-time listener and you just want to share what listening to the show has meant to you, we would love to get your feedback so we can share that. Because really, you know, we're here to support you guys. We know that life on the home front can get lonely when our husbands are gone, and so we're just here to support each other. So if you've ever listened to the show and it made you feel better, or there was a guest that you heard that you thought, oh, wow, that's so great, or you felt encouraged, we want to hear your feedback. So send us your comments. You can email me at wendy@mymilitarylife.com, or you can send us a message on Facebook, or you can send us a message on Twitter, wherever you're at, or even on the website. Because I'm really excited about it. I can't believe, you know, it's going to be 5 years. We've done like almost 150 shows.
Wow.
I think we have like 7 bloggers over on the blog now, and
maybe 8 soon.
I hope to have 8 soon. I'm going to have a fitness blogger on staff who's going to help you guys stay motivated to work out, transform yourself while your husband's gone. So that's what we have coming up there. We're also going to talk about, we're going to do the Inc. 500 5000 show. That'll be coming up. Next week's show, I'm coming to you from San Antonio. I'm going to be in San Antonio next week, so I'm really excited about that. So we have some cool stuff coming, but, you know, hey, if you've already, if you've ever thought about, like, why don't they ever have this on the show? Or, you know, they should really interview this person. Send us a message, and we will try and get whoever you want on the show. The next big thing I'm working on is, I don't know, Allison, if you've heard me talking about this. Do you ever read any Nicholas Sparks books?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so there's a new Nicholas Sparks movie coming out.
The Lucky One?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And, okay, so I don't even know. Well, it's not me. It's because, you know, all these great favorite listeners that we have. So, like, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I got to go to the premiere of Knights and Rodanthe with Richard Gere and Diane Lane.
No way.
Because I wrote a blog post on the blog reviewing... It wasn't even Knights and Rodanthe. It was another, The Chosen One, I think, or I don't even remember which Nicholas Sparks book it was. I can't think of which one it was now. But anyway, I wrote it about that book that was out, and I had just read the book, and I couldn't put it down, and I was crying and the whole bit. And so one of their publicists emailed me and said, oh, and by the way, would you like to do a giveaway for Knights and Rodanthe? And I said, okay, what? I'm like, Nicholas Sparks is emailing us? So I got to sit on a round table, bloggers round table with Nicholas Sparks, and then out of that came, oh, by the way, would you like 2 tickets to the premiere of Knights and Rodanthe? And I was like,
yes.
That's so, what? I'm like, who is this? Is this a prank phone call? Is this my, you know... Did my mom put you up to this? Who is this? But my favorite Nicholas Sparks book of all time, and I don't read a lot of fiction. People who listen to the show a lot know this about me. I'm reading like an entrepreneurial book, or I'm reading an autobiography or something like that. So when I do indulge in fiction, I'm like reading either Nicholas Sparks or I'm reading Sophie Kinsella, who writes kind of funny, quirky books. She's British. Or something like that, you know, kind of off the wall. But Nick, the Lucky One, has got to be my favorite military-related Nicholas Sparks book. Have you read it?
I haven't, but I haven't read it. I should.
Oh, my gosh, you've got to read it. You've got to read it. And so I'm going to work for the next week or two to try and see if we can get an invite to this premiere.
Wow.
And so if that's the case, I'll do a lottery ticket to take somebody. And because last time I got 2 tickets, maybe I can get 3. Maybe I can get 4. We'll try. We'll ask for 8. Maybe we'll get 4. But it was at the Ziegfeld Theater in Manhattan. It was so amazing. I mean, you know, Richard Gere, love him or hate him. Some people like him, some people don't. You know, that wasn't even it, really. It was just the experience of going. Like, we got to go down the red carpet. It was weird. It was like, who is this? This is not happening to me. It was really a lot of fun. So everybody just think positive thoughts. We're going to get this giveaway to the Nicholas Sparks premiere or the Lucky One premiere with Zac Efron. And I can't think of the girl's name. Taylor Schilling, I think. Schilling, something. Yeah, and for those of you who don't know...
I like Zac Efron.
What?
I said I like Zac Efron.
Yeah, I know, right?
12.
I saw an interview with him on TV just the other day, and he did a pretty good job. I always get nervous whenever, you know, movies try and do anything with the military because it's sort of like, are they going to screw it up?
Yeah. You know?
And in the movie, he plays a Marine who finds a picture in the sand of a girl. And he goes to pick it up, and when he does that, there's an explosion. And the majority of his, sort of like the Lone Survivor book, his entire team is killed, and he isn't. And that's where the title of the movie comes from, The Lucky One, because he sort of feels like this picture is his lucky charm, so to speak. And the movie is about his quest to find the girl in the picture. And, of course, it's classic Nicholas Sparks. It's full of sap and romance. But it's, you know, it's fun. So, anyway, I'm working on that. So that's what you guys have to look forward to see. And if there's something else that you want to hear about, let us know. I have no news to report on the Army Wives. front, in case anybody's wondering. I haven't sent any requests. I need to. Maybe I should let you and Tori do that show. And then you could have Brian McNamara on, and I can just sit and listen. For those of you who don't know, yeah, you have to listen to last week, last show. We talked about Brian McNamara. I did find Sally Pressman, though. She put our interview that we did with her a while back on her website.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Sally Pressman plays Roxy, for those of you who follow the show. Yep. I thought that was pretty awesome. So.
Yeah.
All right, so we're always, bottom line, we're always looking for show ideas. We hope that you'll share your show ideas with us. And that's it. I think we're done. I mean, time goes by so fast.
It is.
I know. Any other last-minute things that you want to share? Anything else popping through your head?
I don't think so. Nope, I can't think of anything.
I know, right? It's sort of like, well, see, we're on the East Coast, everybody, so it's like after 10 p.m. here. And it's like, okay, we got to keep our energy level up. Well, I want to say thanks to everybody for hanging out. If you're listening to us live tonight, sorry for the trouble that we had in the chat room earlier. I want to say thanks to Lori Clinton. Lori, you're awesome for coming on the show. You can find her at youryeoman.com. And if you have a service, if you want to book her services, so to speak, she is like a concierge service for deployed service members. So whether you're a military supporter or a spouse and you just want to have her take care of things while your husband's gone, you know, she'll make sure that you get your anniversary card and your birthday card on time. It's sort of like, you know, when your husband calls the next. Craig would do this when he was at sea, and just arrange for a flower delivery service every Friday, you know, whatever that is. She can help be that person, so that way it kind of takes you out of it. So that way you're surprised, because even though we say, oh, don't spend the money, we all like to be surprised. I like to be surprised.
Absolutely.
Right? So thanks, Lori, for coming on the show. I want to remind everybody that our disclaimer for our show is, and you guys have heard this before, but we still have to say it, we're not part of any official government agency, the Department of the Navy, or the Department of Defense. The views and opinions expressed here are our own and our guests, and they do not reflect official Navy or DOD policy. Any advice we give is strictly to the views of the co-hosts and our individual guests. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. Our show airs most Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can listen live then or subscribe to the show via iTunes, and then every time you sync your iPod or your MP3 player, you'll get the latest episode of the show. You can find us online for archive shows, show information, and upcoming guest information over at mymilitarylife.com, or you can find us on facebook.com/mymilitarylife. All right. Thank you, Allison, so much for doing the show with me tonight.
Thank you.
I hope you do it again.
Yeah, it was fun.
Even though I forgot who I was talking to, I apologize. I apologize. But you were great. Thank you again. And thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you guys next time. And be kind to each other, like Ellen says. Take care, everybody. Good night.
I close my eyes in a dream.